259 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 227. I wanted to know when they would have lunch. Manola answered the phone, saying they would have lunch immediately and for me to come right on home. I gathered my papers together and went upstairs to see the boys on the top floor. I saw Arthur White and Harry Denham, who had been working up there, along with Mr. White's wife. I asked them if they were ready to go, and they said they had enough work to keep them busy for several hours. I noticed that they had laid out some work, and I had to see what they had done and what they were going to do. I asked Mr. White's wife if she was going or would stay there, as I would be obliged to lock up the factory. Mrs. White said she would go then. I went down, gathered up my papers, locked my desk, went around and washed my hands, put on my hat and coat, locked the inner door to my office, locked the doors to the street, and started to go home. Now, gentlemen, to the best of my recollection, from the time the whistle blew for 12 o'clock until after 1:45, when I went upstairs and spoke to Arthur White and Harry Denham, I did not stir out of the inner office. However, it is possible that in order to answer a call of nature or to urinate, I may have gone to the toilet. Those are things that a man does unconsciously and cannot tell how many times nor when he does it. Now, sitting in my office at my desk, it is impossible for me to see out into the outer hall when the safe door is open, as it was that morning. Not only is it impossible for me to see out, but it is also impossible for people to see in and see me there. I arrived home about 1:20. I found that my wife and my mother-in-law were eating their dinner, and my father-in-law had just sat down and started his dinner. I called up my brother-in-law to tell him that, on account of some work I had to do at the factory, I would be unable to go with him, he having invited me to go with him out to the ball game. After a few minutes, my wife and mother-in-law finished their dinner and left, telling me goodbye. My father-in-law and I continued eating our dinner, with Manola McKnight serving us. After finishing dinner, I lit a cigarette and lay down. After a few minutes, I got up and walked up Georgia Avenue to get a car. I saw the Washington Street car coming, and I ran up and got on the car and talked to Mr. Loeb on the way to town. About the intersection of Washington Street and Hunter Street, near the fire engine house, there were a couple of cars stalled ahead of us. The cars were waiting there to see the memorial parade. After it stood there a few minutes, I told Mr. Loeb that I was going to get out and go on, as I had work to do. I went on down Hunter Street. When I got to the corner of Whitehall and Hunter, the parade had started to come around, and I had to stay there for 15 or 20 minutes to see the parade. I stood there between 2:30 and a few minutes to 3 o'clock until the parade passed. Then I went on down to Jacob's and purchased 25 cents worth of cigars. Then I went down Forsyth Street to the factory, unlocked the street door and the inner door, left it open, and went on upstairs to tell the boys that I had come back.